Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dave Smith Absurd Comedy, where you can count on absolute absurdity and random randomness. All right, let's get into it.
Greetings, fellow Earthlings. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of And Another Thing with Dave. I want to thank all of our listeners from all over the world. Please do subscribe and share if you're not already. All right, let's get into it.
Bam, bro. And that's fucking snap on this man. That was good, bro. Give him some claps for that, bro. That was fucking legit.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend you didn't just suggest that I would be atop a gay pride float. Okay, we all know the action is down at street level, where you can look up the skirts of all the hot young gentlemen. And by the way, you were supposed to meet me there. Okay, I waited for you. Okay, and that rental for the assless chaps. You cost me an extra $50. Yeah, I didn't get my deposit back. Anyhow, I'm not a proud boy. I'm not a boy. I'm a man.
Dude, if you're not a piss boy, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Mr. Worm, I don't appreciate that. I was waiting for you at the parade. You never showed up. I had my gold lame shorts on. My tremendous mushroom head was making an enormous pouch out of my gold lame shorts. You never showed up. My heart is broken. I would like to piss in your mouth.
And Jake, I just want to reiterate, it is ridiculous that this man did not let the president piss in his mouth. The president politely asked on television. This was a sign of solidarity. And we have constantly seen Democrats not be willing to come across the aisle. All we're talking about is a little bit of piss in someone's mouth. We've all done it. I just don't know what to say. This is ridiculous.
All I want is a little bit of Joe Biden's cock in my mouth. He doesn't even have to go beyond the tip. The tip to the lip is what we could do. Tip to the lip, across the aisle, reaching the hands, pissing in the mouth, tip to the lip.
Well, folks, this is where it all comes down. This is where the president has said he will piss from the tip to the lip. And we are now seeing that there is a concerted effort to work against the president and work against democracy. Just because Alexandra Cortez doesn't want to piss to the lip in her mouth. This is a child. This is someone that doesn't understand civic duty. I want you guys to go to my website at www.benchbeer.com and you can piss in my mouth for $5 on my Patreon.
That's right. That's right. We're doing a fundraiser. $5. Piss in my mouth. I would like to know how you would like to piss in my mouth. Are you a grab me by the ears type of person? Or are you a little more gentle? I personally like to grab them by the pussy. So, you know, I grab the ears, I shove my little mushroom cock down their throat, and I piss, and I piss, and I piss.
Unlike the recalcitrant Democrats, the liberals in this environment, Donald Trump is willing to piss and be pissed on. And he has said that multiple times. And if you do not come to the Piss Central, where we're going to be enjoying and tasting and understanding the flavor of the American public's piss, this is something you will not see from the left. This is something that liberals don't believe in. They don't want to taste the piss of the American public. They want to live in their high horse, and they want to say, laws for thee and not for me. I'm a little bit – and this time I'm behind President Trump. But fuck.
Why would you worship that Slovakian's piss? She's a Slav, right?
Well, Melania has tremendous piss. It's fantastic. I don't let her drink water. So this is very potent piss. It's very potent Ukrainian piss. Ukrainians They evolved from the Anunnaki, and the piss has these diamonds. They're very small diamonds, but there's diamonds in the piss. Melania has the diamonds. Her piss is full of diamonds. Tremendous piss. Tremendous piss. You should really drink some. Very expensive. Don't think you could afford it.
The Cold War, during the Cold War, actually, the entire fighting over that part of the Eastern Europe was about the Ukrainian piss reserves that were definitely hidden in between that. God damn, if you guys had ever tasted like Ukrainian piss, bro, it's like a fucking ambrosia, man. Remember that Harry Potter butterbeer that someone was talking about earlier? I don't know if it was on this chat. Someone told me they had butterbeer. Harry Potter butterbeer. Ringing about.
And that butterbeer, it doesn't taste as good as the piss from Melania. I've been drinking the piss for 20 years. It's like ambrosia. It is so delectable.
What if Donald Trump used a Harry Potter analogy? Midnight's
piss is like, if you've ever read the book Harry Potter, the butterbeer that they drink at the tavern, it's better than that. It's 10 times better than that. I never had herpes before I met Melania. But let me tell you, the herpes is worth the delicious taste of the salty nectar, because I think the herpes
is the best thing that ever happened to me, because I got to taste the sweet nectar of Melania's piss, sweet Ukrainian piss.
It was adding nutrients.
Okay, so I have a question. This goes to both of you. Why, between the both of you, don't you have even one decent haircut? Okay?
No.
Serious. What's going on here?
You gotta go make some dumb time with it. All right. Who else is there to make a fucking imitation, though?
Anybody got any imitations? Yeah. Anybody got any voices? Come on, bust some shit out.
Yeah, tap in. Well, we actually, maybe someone has tapped in the entire time. We're just behind.
Right. We are
President of Brazil, I'm going to pretend that you didn't say nuclear and that you actually said nuclear.
That's right.
Nuclear. You're welcome.
That's absolutely right. He's right. I didn't say it wrong. I said it right.
Who's a nuclear?
Oh, excellent. President of Brazil, you hear that? You're going to be included in a sacrifice to Moloch. You made it, buddy.
Hell yeah.
You made it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You made it. Yeah.
That's right, he done pissed in the God's mouth for enough days consistently in a row, and he done worshiped that there God of Moloch every full moon. He had not missed a full moon in 10 years. We are going to induct this boy.
If you thought Melania's piss was legit, man, just wait for that Moloch's piss, bro. That's the only
God damn it.
The full spectrum of Moloch's piss, too.
God damn it!
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Do Greta Thunberg, and I'm going to keep playing, but like work on it for a second.
Oh, wow, shit.
Yeah, dude, try get it, Greta Thunberg.
Oh, that's a rough one. The code of the dragon, fight for right, the might of the dragon, all the one, the one.
Dude, that's dragon. Awesome. Mi chorizo.
Put piss in there, man. Write something about piss.
God damn, mi chorizo, bringing it for real.
Chat, man. But put something about piss.
Donald Trump, would you like to chew on my pillow? Or would you like me to bring you your my pillow? Or would you like Mike Lindell's my pillow? Point is, you're a pillow muncher.
I've got my own pillow, thank you. I use Melania's pillows. I actually sleep on inflated dead babies.
Now, I sit on a pillow every day in my chair, because I have a problem with a sciatica in my back, and I fart into that pillow about 50 times a day, and then I sleep in that pillow, and I have never once got pink on. So you tell me, does this mean that Donald Trump is the real president and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez needs to drink the American public's piss? Does a bird fly? Is the sky blue? Is water wet? What are we doing here, people?
What are we doing here?
Why have we not demanded that every congressional representative drinks piss? And I apologize, Mr. President.
What are we doing here, people? What are we doing here, people? Answer the man's questions. He's got legitimate questions. He got tremendous questions. He's got specific questions. Answer the questions, people. Get to the questions. This is your president, and I'm here for you.
And those people on Wall Street bets, that is a revolutionary movement, and they will not stop fucking over them hedge funds until those hedge fund people agree to drink their own piss and force Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to drink their piss as well.
Well,
and
I don't think
we're going to be seeing an end to this anytime soon. This is the people striking back against the system. This is the people saying, I'm tired of my politicians not drinking piss.
That's right. We must drink piss. I don't think there is any solution until we get the AOC to have a cock down her throat, streaming piss. Down her throat, out her mouth, onto the floor, onto the sanctified floor of the Congress. I think we need the piss on the floor of the Congress. We need the piss in the mouth of the AOC. We need the piss in the mouth of the Nancy Pelosi. I would not want to put my cock into Charles Schumer's mouth, but I would gladly piss on his head.
And no one does, but someone needs to do what's right. And that means we need to piss in Chuck Schumer's mouth. And we need to build an aquarium tank full of piss. And we need to put Nancy Pelosi's head in it until she can barely stand up. Until someone has to lay her on the ground and pump on her chest. And she throws up the water, the piss that came into her lungs. This is what the Constitution said. This is what our founding fathers would have wanted. And to see that we've gotten so far away from this, it breaks my heart. I'm a patriot. I'm a taxpaying citizen, so I'm a patriot. And if I don't see some piss here today or within the next few months before Congress closes, as well as the Senate, I don't know if I can have faith that this is a country worth believing in anymore. This is a country built on piss, and if we don't maintain the piss, we're gonna go the way of ancient Rome.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more about the piss. We need more piss. We need a tremendous amount of piss. We need piss everywhere. We need piss down everybody's throat. Every patriotic American should be chugging piss, should be gurgling with piss. AOC, fuck you. You need my cock. You need my mushroom cock down your throat. And you know what I would do to AOC? I would put my mushroom cock down her throat. I would plug her throat, and then I would plug her little nose, and I would watch her turn blue. And then I would call Hillary over to piss on her.
And I think everyone can look at the president, and I think all of us can tell that even if his penis was very much smaller than the average penis, he could suffocate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with his mushroom penis and his piss. This is a virile man full of piss and full of a life and venom. And I don't think when he goes on the Senate floor, I think everyone should keep that in mind before they vote.
Well, it might not be that. But it's tremendously wide. The mushroom head is tremendously wide. It works like an umbrella. It works like an oral dam. It works like a cervic block. It will stop everything.
Now, I don't mean to be crass, but there are many stories from the president's early days in boarding school that talk about his mushroom head was big enough to choke a small cat, to block the windpipe of a small cat. So, and that was back in 1965. And just like his wealth has grown, I imagine his mushroom head has grown exponentially as well. God, that's so good. Fuck.
Hey, why are you pretending to have a large mushroom tail when everybody knows it's fucking tiny, looking like a tiny little button on a fur coat?
I'm gonna smash through these real quick.
Okay, you two together. Interesting. This could go really well, or it could be a fucking train wreck. I'm interested to find out though.
This was magic,
Lady Glossier.
This is fucking magic. And let me tell you, dude. Like, I don't give a fuck if anyone listening to this like this. I fucking was cracking the fuck up this entire time, and it's not over yet. But like, bro,
I don't even give a fuck.
This was gold. I'm gonna download this out for sure.
Yeah.
And, fucking edit it and put it up somewhere else. This is magic.
This is for us.
Join us later this year when we piss on the Potomac.
Oh, that was fucking brilliant. That was like the discovery camp.
Oh,
right?
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, that's why I want to get to these, man. I feel like,
you know who has a problem with trolls? Limp dick weirdos. Get the fuck out of here. Actually, stick around. But just shut the fuck up.
Right? Yeah. I agree with him.
For Christ's sake, will one of you change the open talk to something that describes what's happening here? Use hashtags.
Man, I tried and they wouldn't let me change it.
It isn't almost like watching somebody possessed. It is literally watching somebody possessed. And his demon shell is being puppeted around the stage while he flamboyantly does his impressions.
Now, so some people say that demons are made of piss. I reject it. Demons are made of poo-poo. And we've known this in Louisiana since the early days of Songville, when the demons made of poo-poo came and created jazz music. And the demons full of piss came and created churches.
That's right. I mean, it has been true. Man. I mean, the word has been spoken from Jeebus up above that the gods taming and unifying under the pea have been held sanctified. And then we got the two gods over here, and I don't know what the shit they're doing.
Wait, bro. I said, okay, we got Southern Baptist. That's actually, there's something. But it's just so funny to be like. Anyway, to explain this makes it suck. But fuck, this is such a good little concept.
I'm just wondering why this show is called "Why Are Black Women So Aggressive?" Shouldn't it be called "Why Are Women So Aggressive?"
Women are not aggressive enough because they do not have enough piss in their mouth. Which brings me back to my original point about Kamala Harris, who needs to get the entire Supreme Court justices urine into her bladder to create the alchemical reaction where she is going to become the epitome of justice. And to the young ladies just mentioned, I would recommend the same thing to you. Maybe like a soul cycle trainer, chef. At a barbecue restaurant, works out. Fuck.
Well, and you know, the only thing I got to say is that the reason Kamala Harris has been hailed to the point that she has risen is because she is an enormous pee drinker of colossal scale. I mean, she drinks the piss. Like nobody, she's drinking the piss of gods every day.
You were doing like a preacher thing. Lean into that, bro. Go all the way. Go all the way.
I don't even know what it went.
But like a.
Hey man, you wouldn't believe it.
Like, I did cocaine off an African sex slave's ass with Robin Williams, you know? It was a good time. Good time, you know? Guy didn't talk much, but I mean, I got love for him. I love that guy. I love him.
Oh, hey, what is this? Talking about fucking Robin Williams, man. He's not talking about piss. I pissed in my mom's mouth last night. What the fuck is this?
I don't even know what he's talking about there, because we was talking about like some Monica Lewinsky. We was talking about some pissing in the Oval Office. We was talking about some pissing in some pussy, pissing in some mouth, pissing on some hair while you're grabbing them by the ears. And I don't know where this boy went with that.
Do Sopranos, bro. Can you do Sopranos? Can you
What is this? Fucking, you talking about piss? I got gabagool in my hand. You talking about piss? I want piss in my mouth. What is this?
Oh, I could do some New York shit like that. Yeah.
You pissing my ass. Yeah, what? Andrew Cuomo, fucking Derek D, they're pissing my ass. It's okay.
Oh, you want to go like that? Okay, you pissing my ass? I pissing my ass. Okay, you pissing my ass?
Pissing my ass. Make my dick hard. What do you want me to say?
I mean, it's cheese pizza. You pissing my ass? I pissing your ass? You know, we got cheese pizza. It's fucking New York. What are you gonna do? Thin crust. Thin crust only.
Listen, buddy, I'm pissing your fucking ass so hard that you're gonna have to go back the fuck across the bridge and tunnel where you came from, and you're gonna fucking be thinking about pissing in people's asses for the rest of your life. That's how hard I'm gonna do it.
Okay, so you're telling me you're telling me right here you're gonna piss my ass so hard that I'm gonna be driving like across a bridge and tunnel and shit. Like, you don't think I live in the city? Like, you think I'm across the fucking bridge and tunnel? Like, you don't think I'm pissing your ass so hard?
You're gonna be on Staten Island Ferry, leaking like a fucking water balloon, okay? And you over here in Bensonhurst right now, so okay, you know, take your little garbage, no piss in your ass, back over to whatever fucking Bronx, whatever you came from, okay? Because right here we pissing each other's ass, and if you want to be here, you're gonna get pissed in your fucking ass, and if you don't want to do this, leave Trump 2020 fucking four, motherfucker, okay?
Okay. Okay, 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 okay. Hey, I'm down. I'm spread cheeked. I got my cheeks, but each hand, I'm pulling fucking wide. Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready for that piss. You know, because
my dick is full of piss right now, and I see his cheeks, and you know, get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna piss in your ass right now. All right. Okay. I'm feeling the open piss. What am I? Some kind of fucking I got a horse bladder. My daddy always said I got the bladder of a horse. He used to take me down to horse races. I got a piss in my bladder. All right.
That's all you
get? With the bladder. Yeah. This is there.
All right.
That's all you get? Yeah, listen. Don't tell my wife about this, okay? Yeah, you know, things won't work out. But we can meet back. We'll pick up with her next week. This is okay. It's okay. Okay. My piss is leaking out of the ass like a fucking... like a fucking leaking tie, man. It's so hard. My dick is so hard. I'm still back on the piss and cum. I don't know what to say.
I don't know. There's piss everywhere.
We're done.
I don't know what's going on over here. There's fucking piss everywhere. What the thing? I can't even stand up. It's so fucking slippery over here.
Oh my god, dude, this is so out of pocket.
Hey yo, what is going on, guys? It's hard to interrupt the podcast, or I don't know. This is basically an interruption. God damn, I'm talking to myself. Damn. Either way, I'm fucking high as hell. Just wanted to just see if I could, like, you know, throw a couple bars at y'all and see what you guys think.
What the fuck is this? What the fuck is wrong with this fucking kid? This fucking moving on over here. I'm trying to fill your ass up with some piss, and he comes over here asking these stupid questions. I'm talking about bars. Is a bar about piss? Is a bar where I can buy piss, shots, and drink it all fucking night? I mean, if it's not, I don't know what to say, man. These kids.
I personally like to go to the bars where I could get to piss on happy hour, you know, because on the cheap, you know, because I work at the factory, you know, so I try to get to piss on a discount when I can, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we could only do what we could do. But, hey, drop a fucking couple bars for sure. If you got some original music, you got some original music, motherfucker, drop a couple bars.
Drop some piss bars.
Don't play no fucking pre-recorded music. You got your own music. It's okay.
You better have your own music, and it better make me want to my piss boil. I want to feel my piss boil. I want to.
That's right.
I want to feel like I'm a volcano. My piss is ready to melt the floor. You know.
Because otherwise, you know how we do over here. We grab you by the ears.
That's what Biggie Smalls made me feel when I heard it on the radio back in 1992. And I heard that on someone else's radio in 1992, and it made my piss feel like it was boiling. That's what I want to hear from these boss.
I know how he made you feel. He made you feel like you wanted to grab a bitch by the ears, jam your cock down their throat, and just piss. Until that piss, you could just feel it streaming down your balls, down your legs, like puddling up on the floor and whatnot. Your feet started slipping a little bit because, you know, floor started getting a little slippery, right? Hard surface and everything, right? Oh my God, what am I doing? Holy shit, I can't stand up. My feet are slipping to the left and to the right. I'm pissing down this bitch's mouth. I got it by the fucking ears.
Hey, I'm pissing here. Look out, I'm pissing here. I'm pissing here.
Oh, yeah, no, the black piss? Yeah, that's exactly the same as your whore of a wife's piss. It's just human piss. Bottoms up.
Oh, shit. Hey, you're fucking pissing on my wife over here.
You piss my wife off or you piss on my wife? Which one's it gonna be?
So, I'm scrolling through all the amazing podcasters Stereo has to offer, and I scroll past this one, and all I hear is something about pissing and never stop pissing. What a fucking first impression, I'll tell you.
Yes! We got him. Bullseye.
This is the best shit on fucking Stereo, bro. Fuck all the listeners that dipped out of this shit, man. This is the best thing going on this app. Straight up, dude.
You guys.
Yeah, this is the fucking greatest thing I've heard all day long. Thank you for the amazing work, gentlemen.
Lady Boss. I love that woman. Follow her if you're not following her already. She's cool.
Just very racist. Hates black people. Says the N-word a lot. But just
Barack Obama. There isn't a morning that I don't wake up and pissing in African-American mouth. Now, the African-American youth need to realize that it is important to consume my urine.
That pause was priceless.
I remember the first day when Trump campaigners came around here. They were trying to get the black vote. He was giving away free watermelons.
And I just drank his piss.
Yeah, there you go. I put the tag on it. It has to be something. We've very clearly established the theme. I think we've been going for hours. If you haven't been listening to this and understand that, like, the whole theme of this is like powerful people somehow talking about piss as if it's important. Get the fuck out of here, dude. This is what it is, and it's amazing.
That's what it is, and you got to mention piss in your comment. Come on,
you got to have piss.
Bear Grylls here. Now I found myself stuck in a desert, and I don't know how to get out. But what I'm gonna do is piss in my own asshole. Now, why are you wondering? Well, let me tell you now. Pissing in your own mouth is a waste of urine. So, pissing in your own asshole is a much better option.
Oh, shit. He totally nailed, like, the fucking NPR. That was like NPR doing an episode.
He was doing Bear Grylls. He's doing Bear Grylls. Like,
oh, there we go.
You ever see that? Yeah, I mean, oh, well, yeah.
I love Bear Grylls.
It's the same kind of announcer voice or whatever.
Yeah, no, I love
it. I just landed in the desert. There's four miles in front of me. The only thing I'm going to have to survive on is my own piss. I've been drinking my own piss, so my own piss is concentrated. When I get into the Sahara Desert, I'll have nothing but my own piss. I can't wait. Yeah, you know, it's like the same. It's like that.
That's right. Like, and when I got thirsty, I killed a sheep, but I didn't eat it. I just ate the
just drank all this.
Because I just drank my own piss. More piss strength. I left the meat to rot, but I ate the balls because I just needed to fortify my piss.
Like my sensei at my old dojo told me in Thailand, piss is strength, piss is will. If you can't drink your own piss,
strength is piss.
Strength is piss.
Oh, I love that.
If you want to do David Attenborough, you have to.
That's perfect, guys. That's
be patient with your words. You can't rush. And you have to pause between every couple of words to sound like David Attenborough.
That's a great ad, David Attenborough. She's right. She's 100% right.
And she absolutely
drank her own piss before she
nailed it. That while drinking her own piss, she became David Attenborough.
Full of piss, the commenter decided to talk about how to sound like David Attenborough, but the piss pouring out of her. And what about that?
Deep in the bush.
I just felt
like that sentence had to be said. Deep in the bush.
She was better. she's great. Say something about piss, dude. Do a David Attenborough thing about piss.
Be like, the tiny little chicken dances in the rain. He's waiting for piss.
Someone piss.
And here we go.
Yes, I know that you want to piss in my mouth. Similarly, I would like to shit in your mouth.
Oh.
Again. So.
It's the classic, it's the age-old piss versus shit struggle. Yin and yang. You know, McCoy's in the Hatfields. Like, fucking...
But we're one-upping you do, sir.
When so I'm like... I gotta do it.
Occasionally, I do a voice like this. My mother tells me I shouldn't make this voice. Tells me I'm a very bad boy. Also, there's a guy on here named Melvin. I don't think he has any hands. Oh, Mr. Worm, I do a voice like that too. And my mother told me I should never do this voice. But is your friend Melvin the Mop Boy? Just wondering, inquiring minds need to know.
When I was in the jungle with the legionnaires, we came across a river. It was full of piss. Piss of the natives. The old ones, they call them. And there was a boy. He had a bit of flame on him. And he said, I don't care what you do, I'm going to keep pissing in this river forever. Well, they burned down the village with the boy, but he never stopped pissing. I guess what I'm trying to say to you, Master Wayne, or another thing coming, is sometimes the piss is inside you. Piss has always been there, and it's always going to keep coming. I don't know. Yeah. I'm Michael Caine. I'm made of piss.
Is it true that you both engage in a circle jerk with Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Come clean. Come.
Yeah, probably.
Clean.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Proof. Absolutely proven. Fact.
And my Michael. Nah.
You're just farting into that pillow day after day, President of Brazil. You're gonna get pink eye.
It's a wonderfully smelling pillow. That pillow smells fantastic. I could use that pillow for aromatherapy. It smells like a weekend in the forest. Like it smells like the rainbow. Like a little bit of fungus, but not too much.
I'm just wondering, where do you guys live? Because you've got some funny accents.
Exact location and address.
Thank you.
Please.
Exact location and address. Not a stalker, though.
Yeah, sorry. Just to be honest about it, I live over in Queensland, and it's a bit fun, like, pretending to be American, doing these accents and all that. But, yeah, over in Oz, I think my boy... And another thing is over there in the States, yeah?
I'm over here in Dublin. I've been here in Dublin for about 20 years now. Haven't lived in the States for quite a while.
We've been sending each other piss for like 2 or 3 months now. Just exchanging each other's piss. It's like kombucha, nah? It fucking energizes me and I don't know. Bro, I'm fading, bro. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
So you know how you got the SCOBY on the piss, right? The SCOBY on the top of the piss, right? That we've been passing back and forth for a good 5 years now, right? Well, we'd be happy to sell the SCOBY, or you know, a one-off of the SCOBY to one of your listeners here, because we've been raising this off of our piss for a good 3-5 years now. You know, and it's hearty, full of vitamin C, a lot of vitamin D, very acidic, but you know, you water it down a little bit and you'll be just right.
If you find the enemy rainbow, you can get the pot of gold, but it's actually a pot of gold piss, which is the most important thing in Ireland.
That's right. And if you find the pot of gold, well, then you found the rainbow, haven't you?
Maybe the rainbow was a whole pot piss the whole time.
I think you're right. And my point was that you can find the fucking rainbow if you find the pot of piss. The pot of piss is in your goddamn bathroom. It's right there. It's right fucking there.
Look, if Donald Trump says that farting into your pillow every day is healthy, well, then it must be. Now, Donald Trump, would you care to worship this glass of Melania's dirty, Slovakian, filthy prostitute piss?
Mr. President, is it true that you fart onto the pillow that you sleep on twice as much as a normal American every single day and then still sleep on it and never get pink eye?
I have a custom-built filtration system. It goes from under the sheets back to the nose so that I can breathe my own ass exhale, as it were. And I also have one set up for Melania, because you know, the Ukrainian farts, they're the best one. Those Ukrainian farts, priceless, tremendous, tremendous farts. They're ripe, they're fruity.
Dude, what about, have you tried a Joe Biden yet? It's just kind of like a geriatric old man. It's like, his corn pop. I want to watch the corn pop speech and play that one back. You know, like
I gotta listen to him more. I haven't.
Well, he sounds like a geriatric old guy. I mean, what he says exactly. Is like very distinctive. You know.
Shit.
Come on, man. That's the only one. Like.
Yeah. Come on, man, my friend, corn pop. God damn it.
yeah, come on.
He just
man.
Yells. He just kind of yells at people.
Dog face pony soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. But it's just kind of, it's like he's just like a old dementia riddled man.
My friend Jen. Corn Pop said you're a goddamn dog-faced phone soldier.
Bro, the Corn Pop story has got to be the one of my favorite funniest things of like all the like even 8 years. That was the best part of this election cycle for sure, and I think Corn it was probably pop. Better than like anything that came.
It's priceless, God, right? Corn pop.
I mean, like 100% that never happens. You know, that's the funniest part. Like 100% that never happened. And like, just that this fool would like make up some shit, and it's the dumbest shit, and would just confidently stand there and like tell it. It's the funny. Yeah. It's the funniest thing ever, dude.
And you could never write that.
No, like I mean, people thought everyone's all like, "Oh, if Donald Trump gets elected, like, yeah, oh, it's gonna be good for me as a you know a comedian or something because it's gonna be so funny." But it's like that shit ended immediately, bro. Like. Because right. Life became like South Park, you know. Like it was hard.
Not funny.
Life was a comedy, yeah. You know. Like, yeah. Like, how are you gonna make fun of this shit that's already hilarious? But so with Joe Biden and this stuff, I mean, like, the one thing is, I think it's gonna be hilarious, bro. Unless he dies, I hope Kamala doesn't. I want to see Joe Biden. I want to see fumbling ass Alzheimer's, dementia ridden old fucking Joe Biden. You know, walk over. Oh, I want to see this fool. Just so many gaffes, bro. That's what
exactly.
I want.
Like I was in the pool. And
I want
those corn pops.
I want 10 more corn pops before this fool fucking, you know, taps out.
Exactly. That's, like that's you heard the one, right? Like I was in the pool and I was with the children. Kids, right?
It's from the same street. It's from the same street.
The hair is on my legs. Yeah.
Yeah, run the hair. Yeah, dude. I want 10 of those. I want 10 more of those.
And I love it when kids sit on my lap. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah. You did not just say that.
Yes,
if anyone's
did.
Listening, that fool is a pedophile, and I can make convince you of it, but it's not like you know QAnon shit or whatever. It's like
no, but not whatever. At all. His own speech proves it, and I love it when kids sit on my lap.
I love when they sit on my lap, and I'm a pedophile, and now I'm president.
And I'm gonna what? Sniff your hair till I'm doing both.
I'm gonna sniff your hair becoming president of the United States. You know that fool wrote the Patriot Act? That fool wrote the Patriot Act.
Exactly.
Dude, what a
exactly,
fucking piece
dude.
Of shit, dude. Anyway, sorry. I'm getting angry, dude. Fuck this shit. We're so good with our act.
He wrote the Patriot Act, and then he sat on that for years until 9/11, and then they were able to enact it.
Yeah, exactly. So, boom. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Fuck that fool.
True.
Why are you putting on a Donald Trump accent? It's a bit disgusting, not gonna lie.
Why are you pitting on Donald Trump accents? Kind of disgusting. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't even want to hear Donald Trump. It's not even funny. Like, make fun of that stuff.
Would you prefer some Bill Clinton all up inside you there, little one? Would that make you feel a little bit better if you had a Democrat up inside you? Have you ever been fisted by a Democrat?
Oh my God, like only 5 times, but like you're the best one. So, yes, I want to do it. Definitely.
I don't ever use lube.
That's okay. I know how to use my.
I want to know what does this GameStop business have to do with me? I want to be a very, very happy man. I just don't understand why I can't. Have my video games, and my mother says I'm quite the catch.
Mr. Wayne there, he sounds like he's on the golf course over in, like, I don't know, Florida, living with his ma. I don't know. What do you think?
Hold on. Jewish Florida. No, I'm going to skip this one. I'm pass. Pass. Sorry. Pass. No, I had it for that one, but pass on this one. I'm sorry, guys. I'm fading. I smoked the weed as I've been talking. I'm kind of like fading, but
I'm about to take a big old puff right here. I got some local organic Girl Scout cookies, and I got
Yeah, man, there's so many strains that I've been hearing about that have come out, like, you know, Girl Scout cookies being sherbet and gelato and then da-da-da, wet
hand. Yeah, dude.
And people are talking about this stuff, Sunday Driver, Runtz, and
what?
I guess it's Cinnamon Bun. Sunday Driver.
Sunday Driver, or, that's the best name ever, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like apparently, no, it's great. So, yeah,
Don't go near that guy. He's a Sunday driver.
Sunday driver.
Oh, you're such a Sunday driver.
He's weaving all over the road. He can't weaving even stay all over in the road. He's like a total
Sabbath. What's he doing? He's driving the fucking cars.
Oh my god, he's like a total swaving maven over here.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. What are we even doing here? I don't even know.
He's like a driver.
Jesus, I mean, town and we get this guy. He's like all over the road.
What about, can you do Morgan Freeman?
No, I love Morgan Freeman, though.
Well, he was Sunday drop. No, I can't do it.
That's pretty good.
Mr. President, James Horton here from NPC. I'm just wondering, do you acknowledge that it is important for an American citizen to urinate in one's ass? Now, this is a very important matter that's not talked about. A lot of people think that it just involves pissing in mouths, but, you know, it's important to piss in people's asses.
Bro, this is so funny, bro. Go. I'm sorry to break up the momentum, but fuck, this is so funny.
I just did a bong hit, son, but I would have to say.
I would like to hop in to clarify that the president's bong hit was made of piss. So it was a piss bong hit. And the White House stands by that statement.
Absolutely imperative to piss in an ass.
Dude, I wish the White House.
I rest my case like I rest my balls on Hillary's forehead every night. I love to teabag that bitch.
White House would like to come in and clarify that when the president says Hillary's face and chin, he is actually talking about piss, which his balls are also made of. Everything's made of piss. And we would like to thank
while I'm teabagging her, I'm pissing in her mouth.
And that is a true statement.
And I'm groping them droopy udders she got. You know, I try to grope one of them betwixt each finger and forefinger and the thumb. And you know, I grope them droopy ass udders as I stick my cock down her throat and I fill it with my piss.
And we would also just like to inform the press that we have submitted Bill Clinton's wife, Hillary Clinton's udders to the Guinness Book of World Records for most long, droopy, sour milk.
Elongated titties! What she got?
The Guinness World Records person that came to see said they were the longest, most elongated sour milk food that he'd ever seen.
Very enormous others, but she kept swinging from side to side and drooping. They swinging.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, man. I'm sorry, bro. That's my bad. I'm broken.
Coming January 2022, the ultimate experience. President Donald Trump pissing in the mouths of everybody.
Coming 1922, elongated titties have gone to a critical juncture. Sorry, fuck. Okay. I was gonna say
Well,
coming in 1934. One ex-president's wife's elongated titties have extended to a critical mass. With the entire universe in balance, one man will be responsible for going to Saturn to knock out the elongated titties that are so big, they're as big as the universe. Matthew McConaughey is... The titty extractor.
Hashtag Matthew McConaughey.
Tweet us on Instagram for a chance to win. To be honest,
I'm too high, man. I can't fucking break it.
Messages now on Instagram for a chance to win a limited edition of a silver plated nipple holder.
Tweeted us to win. Teach us a chance to win a cruise ship with Matthew McConaughey and Hillary Clinton's extended titties. only.
I can't do it, man. I'm sorry, bro.
Priceless, dude. Fuck. Priceless. Fuck. Oh, shit. I'm going to pop up one of
these. It's called Why Black Women Saw Grits, because I came in here, Shaniqua LaQuante III, and I stomped that little man's nuts until he learned his lesson. And then he took it upon himself to piss in my mouth. Now, I'm not sure what that's about, but damn.
Damn it, dude. We started something fucking amazing here, bro. We started something amazing. It makes me laugh every time, bro.
Oh, no, you did not. With Shaniqua LaQuan. What the fuck? Hell yeah. I tried to take a drink of water. I almost spit it all over my computer just now.
Dude, I'm cracking up over here. I'm dying over here, dude.
I am dying.
This is awesome.
That last one.
Hey, forget about it. Don't eat two cocks. Pissed in my mouth with two cocks at once. Now that's what I'm talking about. Give me some chili cheese fries and some meatballs. Hey, walking over here.
You like a chili? I'm Tony Two Mouths. Two Mouths got full of piss, both of them, all the time, man.
I'm never gonna rap
because my mouth is too full of piss for me to ever fucking say a word. And my father did that to me, and forget about it.
I'm Donnie Two Dabs over here, and you know I got my mouth full of cheese over here. You know I like to swallow. You know I like to piss. You know, but you know I revert to my brother over here.
Oh, I make a good. You make a lasagna, you use a little bit of mozzarella, but I'll tell you what, if you want a little secret from my grandmother, you use piss instead. A couple little quarts of piss, puts a little bit of flavor in the thing. Hey, gabagool, forget about it.
Vafankule, vafankule. It's a very similar family recipe, you know what I mean? The one thing different in my family recipe, we put a little bit
of... You know what I did to a guy one time? I got him down on his knees. I told him, hey, buddy, you're going to piss on my fucking foot. Put a gun to his head. I waited there for 15 minutes until he started leaking. Leaking all over my foot. Pissed in his mouth the same goddamn time. That's what we do to wise guys around here.
Oh, this is so funny. Bro, how about like a special victims unit, like a Law and Order kind of thing? Hold on. Actually, no, I'm keeping playing this, but I got some.
Hey there, Jimmy Jones here. Now, being a police officer in Milwaukee, I can't tell you just how many people I've pissed in their mouth. You know, having cuffed up in the back, and it's a real way of asserting justice amongst the masses. You know, making sure the people really do understand this is America, you know, and if you're an immigrant, I'm going to piss in your mouth. For twice as long until you become an American. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Thank you, Mr. Chunky. Thank you, Mr. Chunky, for your service. And as a border agent, I would have to verify that I abide by the same regulations and the rules and the specifications that you do, too, as far as pissing in immigrants' mouths. Like, you got to earn your way now, and one way you can get in for sure is you just drink a goddamn gallon and a half of the fucking dehydrated piss. Now, this ain't the piss out the fountain. This is the dehydrated piss. I've been sitting in the sun for a good 10, 15 hours. It's been dehydrating, concentrating. We got a concentrated form of the piss here. Now, you got to drink down half of that and you in.
Now, I'm a God-fearing man, but when you see 2 gallons of piss sitting in that that trailer like that, that's the devil's work at play. And God made piss for us to drink piss. And if we're going to sit it in a garage like that, I think idle hands do the devil's work. Now that's one second.
Devil's work.
Hold on. Yeah, that's right, Detective. We found him over there in that fucking warehouse. His hands were just covered in piss. The whole warehouse full of piss. Stole a bunch of piss from the piss bank. And we're on a case. Interrogation in the other room right now with our lead detective, Mr. And another something.
Excuse me. This is lead detective Mr. Twiddletoes. Detective and another thing. Are you telling me that you found gallons of piss sitting in a warehouse unused and just completely wasted?
Man, I told you that wasn't my piss, though. That I ain't saying shit until I get my lawyer.
Okay, well, we have some messages. I'm gonna get to one here.
Yeah, sorry. All right.
Mate, Brazil Prez is a prick. I smoked Jose Aldo, your countryman, and the whole of Brazil went into hiding for 3 days, so shut up and speak my name with respect.
It's no, Conor McGregor. Oh, Conor fucking McGregor. I fucking live on a rainbow. I got a pot of gold. A fucking leprechaun from Ireland. I'm like fucking tiny.
Hurt you.
Oh, speak Gaelic. I fucking, yeah.
Go farm on fucking
Galway, bro.
Oh, don't you know? Oh,
fucking Conor McGregor. I fought in the UFC. Oh,
Colin. My famous move, Colin, I've seen yours, but you know what mine is? I grab you by the ears.
Snorting cocaine and fucking beating women in pubs in fucking some little shithole in Ireland. Yeah, that's my special move.
But you know what my famous move is, Colin? I grab you by the ears, I shove my cock down your throat, and I piss until you fucking drown.
Oh, I'm Conor McGregor. I don't like to piss before my fights, and that's why I always get knocked the fuck out by all the people that I fight, because I don't piss much. Oi, Conor, listen, talk to me, man. Yeah, hold up. Actually, Conor, let me say some real shit to you real quick. If you don't let me, you know what, you're going to piss in my mouth, I'm going to piss in your mouth. And the entire audience is going to come piss on all of us. Not on me, on you.
And okay? Colin, I've just got one thing to say to you, mate. If you can't take the piss, then get the fuck out the ring.
Conor, Jesus Christ, man. You can't take the fucking piss, get the fuck out of the ring, man. Sucking bullshit. You're in Belfast, pissing on you the whole day. Fucking custom auto, pissing. All piss. Piss, piss, piss. Then you get in the ring, you stop worrying about piss, and you start fucking threatening a couple boys on the stereo. Yeah. Fucking piss.
Because I've been training, boy. And Colin, I'm coming for you, boy. I've been drinking nothing but Bushmills whiskey, and I haven't been drinking no water at all. So me I'm put it.
You're pissing. This is
toxic fire. I'm coming for you, Colin.
My bladder's full, my fucking heart will is strong, and I'm fucking coming for you. My race is cold, mate. When I get in that ring, I'm gonna fucking piss all over you.
Hello, young man. I see you coming round to deliver the mail. Shall you piss in my mouth like a good little boy? Give an old lady some hope.
No, I'm thinking Mary Poppins. Like, what's a Mary Poppins?
Dude, you killed me.
A bit of piss makes the pill go down. Or like,
you killed me with that one. My blood is so and my will is strong. Oh, shit. That was priceless. Oh god. Oh,
fuck, man.
Oh, hey, get your piss here, piss here, piss here, get your piss here, piss in your face, piss in your mouth, piss in your fucking butt. Go on, get your piss here.
Oh, I think he was talking to me, by. Oh, excuse me, wait. Fuck. How do I do the Indian accent again?
I'm trying to think of Peaky Blinders, man. I'm trying to think of what a Peaky Blinders accent.
I can't think of the Indian accent, okay. Right now. But my name in Indian is Harpai Shankar.
Excuse me, sir. Is it okay if I have a little bit more piss? Can I have a bit more piss, sir?
Would you like
just a bit more piss?
If you would like some special piss,
now Oliver Twist is Oliver.
You could drain it from the happy Shankar.
Right, tell you what, spanks, paddles, whips, chains, shackles, don't want nothing to do it. Well, what you do is piss in me fucking mouth, right? Squeeze your cheeks, push it in, son. Fill me up to the brink, let me spit it out on you, right? Pissing all over the bloody floor. That's what I do best, mate.
Oh my god, squeeze your cheeks. Oh, that was cool. Oh my god.
Oh, it's about like.
All right, thanks for tuning into another episode and another thing with Dave. Please follow, subscribe, and share. I'm on all social media and another thing with Dave. And keep seeking the truth. Right, that does it for this episode. Until next time, please do drop a follow. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can give a rating. If you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm throwing down, please share on social media. Check out my two YouTube channels, Dave Smith Absurd Comedy and The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Until next time, keep smiling.